fireplace here facing the map so that we're a little bit closer in. And I think with everybody sitting up front here, we'll be able to see all right. You may sit up here if you like. Input. I'd like to introduce to everyone Milan. She has been with us today at the school. She's a teacher. She's from the People's Republic of China, and she's been in the United States since last September, visiting various schools in Washington. And the Chelan School District was fortunate enough to have her visiting during the month of January, and so she has come up to the village, and as part of that, to see our school system up here, and has spent the day with us today doing some dealing with Chinese culture and Chinese language, some Chinese poetry, and what else in the elementary, Ricky?
Chinese lanterns, mm-hmm. like little origami Chinese lanterns, and she taught the kids some Chinese numbers, both to speak and to write them.
Okay. A couple of things that would be helpful for Yilan would be when you're asking a question or talking, if you speak slowly. She taught herself English, and it does pretty well if the speech is slow. She can pick it up better. And also, she would like to stick with the subjects of Chinese culture and language and history, and would just soon steer clear of political issues tonight. And with that, I'll let you begin.
Okay. And he introduced. I taught myself English. My major at Teachers University was Russian. I taught Russian for 4 years. Then our government's policy was changed, and I was asked to teach English. So I had to learn English by myself, by reading, by books. And it was very hard for me to get enough English books, because at that time in China, just during the Cultural Revolution, so many English books were burned mm-hmm. by the Red Guards of Chairman Mao Zedong. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't get enough books to read, and I couldn't get somebody to talk to to speak English with. Mm-hmm. So very difficult, and that's why my English is poor. and my speaking, especially listening, is very weak. I pronounced all the English words by the phonetics in the dictionaries. No teachers taught me. No teachers corrected my pronunciation.
I can't imagine trying to learn that way. That's marvelous.
But now, I learned Russian. So some, maybe all Russian and English, Western language. So maybe some similar. I'd like to introduce about Chinese people's ordinary life to be like the eating, eat,
mm-hmm. yeah.
the food, like houses, this kind.
Okay.
In China, everything belongs to the government, to the country. Maybe I should say state, mm-hmm. country,
yeah.
or state, or nation, I don't know, which is proper.
Yeah.
State, we usually say.
State. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everything belongs to the government and the state. Yeah. Like all the land, and all the houses, and schools, hospitals, parks, and cars, buses, almost all cars, mm-hmm. Buses, everything belong to the government. And we teachers work for the government. We get the salaries from the government. In China, the salaries are small compared with yours,
mm-hmm.
are small. So, but everything in China is cheap, I think. Food is cheap, clothes are cheap too, especially the rent for the house, rent. I have an apartment in my school. The rent for 1 month, only 4 Chinese yuan and 42 cents is equal to $1 a month. But my salary is only 200 Chinese yuan a month, is equal to $50.
Mm-hmm.
$50. And the rent is $1. So the rent is 1/50 is my salary.
Yeah.
Very cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, apartment is not big. Only 3 rooms. 3 rooms, 1 kitchen, 1 bathroom, 2 balconies on the second floor. Mm. $1 a month.
Mm.
Life in China now is much better than before, than 10 years ago, much better. I think people in my circle, people, they can eat very good food and wear...
Is it not safe yet?
Wear good clothes.
Mm.
So much better. They have color TV sets, the video machines, and refrigerators. But 10 years ago, in my circle, nobody had these kind of things. So that's why I want to tell you,
yeah.
life now is much better. I think the chairman Mao Zedong died in 1976, and since then the policy was changed. So now the life is much changed.
Where do you live?
I forgot to tell you. My city here, Chongqing. Here, Chongqing. And this is China. China is in the east of Asia. And my city, Chongqing, is in the southwest of China. But it's nearly in the center of China. Mm-hmm. The city is very big. 13 million people there. Mm. And we have many schools, many. We in China, no high schools. In China, only elementary schools, then middle schools, then university. And elementary schools, 6th grades, from the first grade to the 6th grade. Then middle school, just between elementary school and universities. In middle schools, there are 6 grades, from the 7th grade to the 12th grade. In my city, there are 400 middle schools. Most school with a name number 1, number 2, not other names. Mm-hmm. Number 1, number 2, number 20, number 100, and number 200. And there are only a few schools with the name like Nankai Middle School, Yizhai Middle School, only a few. Mm. Most with the numbers. Mm. My school is number 1 middle school of Chongqing. I live in the school. Almost all the students live in the school. And almost all the teachers' families live in the school. So we have 4 buildings for the students to live, and we have many buildings for the teachers' families to live. And when teachers retire, if they teach for more than 30 years, they can get the same salary from the government. And they can still live in the school buildings. So in my school, many buildings for the retired teachers' families to live. The school is very big. There are 2,000 students.
Why do they live in the school? Are there homes far from the school then?
In China, people always live in their units. Mm-hmm. Unit? Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Units. And like my first son, he is working in a corporation. The corporation belongs to the government. Mm-hmm. He is working in the corporation. So he can get apartment in his corporation.
Oh.
People always live in his units.
Is the low rent that you pay subsidized because you work for the government? If somebody doesn't work for the government, do they have a similar rent? Or does everybody work for the government?
I'm not so clear about his
question. Would you have to pay more for your apartment if you didn't work for the government? Would your apartment be more money?
Oh, maybe, but I don't know about this, maybe. Maybe. Because all teachers, like all doctors, nurses, all these people work for the government. So we have free the medical care. The medical care is free for all the people who work for the government. So in my family now, my husband, my son, and I, we have, when we sick, the medicine, mm-hmm. and the medical care is free.
Mm-hmm.
But my second son, no. My second son, because he is a student, his parents, I should pay for his medicine. Or
what age do they begin to live in school? Is this only in the middle school, or is it in the elementary school that they live in the school, the children?
Mm-hmm. Most middle school students live in the school. Mm-hmm. Elementary school students, the very young kids, no. Mm-hmm. They live with their parents. Mm-hmm. But in my school, the students live in the school for 6 days a week, because mm-hmm. in China, people should work 6 days, not 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then do the children go home?
Yeah.
For one day?
Yeah, at weekends they go home, mm-hmm. but only one day.
Do parents come to get them? Do the parents come to the school?
Sometimes they, but at weekends the students, they themselves go home.
Do they?
During the 6 days, their parents, sometimes their parents come to school to do some things for their children. Mm-hmm.
But the children are at school all day. What do they do in the evening?
In the evening they have evening prep. Here called study hall.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, study hall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In China, they have 2 hour evening prep for the students to do their homework in mathematics, physics, chemistry, then go to bed.
There's no is there recreation provided as part of the school program, I suppose? Do they have
sports?
Yeah, they have. In the morning, they have morning exercises. In the afternoon, when the classes are over, maybe at 4 o'clock, they have sports. Mm-hmm. And they are free. They can do anything they want to. Every school year, we have sports meet in my school.
Mm-hmm. What sports do they like to do?
The students.
Yeah, when they have a meet.
I think the ball games like basketball, volleyball is popular, and now the football is popular mm-hmm. too. And
soccer?
Is it soccer?
Yeah. In America, the football we call olive ball. Olive ball. We call American football. In China, the ball round.
Do they run and jump? Do they have athletics?
Yeah.
We call it track.
Race.
Races.
Jump. Mm-hmm. High or far.
Or long. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't say English.
Okay, very good.
The most popular in China is table tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Ping pong. Most popular.
Do they have other social activities within the school, such as dances or just social get-togethers for the kids in the evening?
Seldom. Maybe 1 year, and only the New Year's Eve, there is a dance for the kids. Seldom. I don't know here in America. There are some dances often.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In China, now more often. Now, mm-hmm. but before, no, never, no. before.
Do they listen to pop music?
Yeah, many kinds of music, like folk music, and classics mm-hmm. music, pop music, American, Western music, yeah, many kinds of. They can listen to.
What about movies?
Movies, Chinese and foreign movies, America movies, in the cinemas and on TV.
But not in the school.
But the students can watch TV and can go to a cinema.
Do they watch a lot of TV?
No.
Is it restricted?
In my school, the students, they have evening prep, so they can't watch TV. Only one evening, the Saturday mm-hmm. evening, they can watch TV.
How are students, for the school you're in, is it because of the area or because of study interest? How are they placed in the school you're working in? How are they chosen to study in the school?
I'm not clear. Choose what?
Do they go to school number one because of where they live?
No. Most schools, the students live around the school, mm-hmm. not far, mm-hmm. close to the school. But in my city, among the 400 middle schools, there are 5 key schools. My school is a key school. Mm-hmm. Key school, K-E-Y. Mm-hmm. Key school means the educational level is high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So my school is the best key school in my city. The students from all the parts of the city,
mm-hmm.
but they must pass the examination. Then they can enter my school. They can enter key schools.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can't pass the examination, they can study in ordinary mm-hmm. Schools.
Mm-hmm.
Do they take the examinations in the 6th grade? In the elementary school, the last year of elementary school?
Yeah.
Do the students wear uniforms?
No, in China we haven't the same uniforms. But some schools, they have their own uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Do the students have a choice of subject?
No. Mm-hmm. All the subjects, they must learn all the subjects, no choice.
And the subjects?
We have 12 subjects.
Hmm.
We have native language, that is Chinese. Foreign language is most English. In some schools, there is Russian, too. Russian.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But now, all the students want to learn English, they don't want to learn Russian.
Mm-hmm.
These four languages, mathematics, physics, chemistry, biology, history, geography, politics, music, PE, painting.
Is the history include world history as well as Chinese history?
World history and the history of China.
How is the grading system? Is it based on external exams that all the students all over the country sit, or is it based on classwork, or do they get grades in that sense? Do they get a...
The evaluations, do they get tested, and then do you evaluate them and give them a mark?
We use the 100 marks, the system.
But is this done totally within the classroom by the individual teacher, or are there some tests that they would take that are common to the whole country, that all of us
some. Okay. When the sixth grade students, the test not just in the schools, maybe in the city or in the district, the test. The city, I can't say. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And especially important examination is the entrance examination for the universities and colleges. In China, the entrance examination is very serious every year. Every year on the 7th, 8th, and 9th July, in all China at the same time. And the policeman will go to the school to keep the order. Everything should be normal. Some Chinese said in China only one thing is very serious. That is the entrance. Every year, the entrance examinations.
And is it a certain percentage of the students who are allowed to attend college? How does that work?
Before the examination, they must fill out the forms. The form, like
application.
My first choice. What major and what university? My second, my third. Then the government sent you to, if by your marks of the examination, then the government sent you to this university or that university or this major or that major. By your marks and by your choices. Every year.
So it's just so many students will go to a particular choice. Or if you get the pass mark, if you get 50 out of 100, would you all go?
Try again.
Is there only a certain number of students that can go to a specific university?
You mean the good students?
Does the university say we will only take this many students this year?
Limits? In terms
of the university, before the examination, the university will say this year we will we want 500 students, and this major maybe 20 students on the newspaper.
Oh,
all the university
on the
newspaper, and the students fill in their forms. The teachers and their parents will help them to fill the forms.
Yeah.
Then the forms sent to a committee. The committee is in charge of this thing.
But the student must go to the university that the committee chooses for
yeah.
the student.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Every year there is a mark line.
Mm-hmm.
If below the line, no university.
Yeah.
And their marks must be above the line.
Mm-hmm.
Do the students pay to go to school?
In China, the government pays some, and then the students' parents pay some.
Is that for all school, or is it just for university?
For all schools. So the parents, their parents must pay, but not expensive the pay. Not expensive, but they must pay. If their family their families are too poor, they can apply. They can free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there different fees for different schools? Like you teach at one of the top schools, is that higher fee than the other schools? Higher cost to the parents, or?
I think not higher.
No, same all. Mm.
Not higher. Okay.
And you have these top schools, these schools for
key schools.
Do you also have schools for students who have learning difficulties? Special schools.
Yeah, but not many special schools, no. Here maybe more. In China, only in my city, so big a city, only one school for the blind and deaf.
Mm-hmm.
Only one
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. School. Not many.
For children who are slow learners?
If they are too slow, their parents will not send them to the schools because no teachers teach them
special education.
No, because in China the classes are very big.
Mm-hmm.
My class are always 60 students.
Oh, wow.
So teachers can't do special work for the difficult students. They can't.
For students who don't go to university, who don't go above that line, do they apply for jobs, or does the government find them jobs?
And it's a problem in China, maybe a social problem, I think. They can try next year, try the examination.
Mm-hmm.
They can try next year. But most of them are in at home, no jobs for them.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Because in China the jobs, always the government sends somebody to some positions. So they can't get jobs. Many parents are worrying about their children when they graduate from middle schools. If they can't enter universities and colleges, they do nothing
mm-hmm.
at home. They live by their parents' salaries.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a problem.
Yeah.
Mm. So that's why the middle school students study very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
because they must, they want to enter the universities. Then when they graduate from universities, they can get job from the government.
Mm-hmm. How many of the students in your middle school will go to the university and how many will not be able to go on?
In your key school. In
but by the educational level of the school.
Yeah.
In, if, like my school, often very high, very high. Maybe 95, about 95%.
I see. Yeah.
But ordinary school, the students very low, mm-hmm. very low. Maybe some school, no one. Yeah, no one. Some school, maybe one or two. Some school, five, 10, eight, or 25 students.
Yeah.
I don't know the percent, I don't know. Yeah. It's a percentage.
But mm-hmm. but percent. Many hundreds then do not go on. There'll be hundreds who do not go to the university from that kind of school.
So in the parents, very worrying their children very much.
In the countryside, it would families would have farms, mm-hmm. most likely. Mm. Is that true? But so the children could be farmers.
Yeah, but in the city, city children, they don't want to go far. Mm-hmm. From their homes, mm-hmm. so they don't want to go, and they can't. They are not used to doing farm farming.
Mm-hmm. Aren't there a lot of them that will work like factory workers then, where it doesn't take a lot of higher education?
The students?
Yeah, after they're out of middle school and mm-hmm. can't go on, wouldn't some of them work in factory type of work?
They at home cook for their parents. No other things to do.
All of the factory workers then would be those that go on to the universities?
The factories, no, in China, the factories, if the parents are workers, uh-huh. if they work in the factories, when they retire, their children can uh-huh. enter the uh-huh. factories. Uh-huh. Before 10 years ago, the teachers' children can, when the teachers retire, the teachers' children can enter the school, they're not students, but the children couldn't be teachers. They didn't understand anything during the Cultural Revolution. Because no schools at that time, so they couldn't teach. So now the teachers' children. Mm-hmm.
At what age do people retire in China?
In China, women can retire when they are 55 years mm-hmm. old, and men 60 years old. Mm. They can retire.
When you go home, will you go back to your same school?
Yeah, of course. Will in China, we can't move. We can't change our jobs and we can't move to other cities. So when I graduated from university, the government sent me to number one middle school. I taught there for 28 years. Huh. We can't move. Mm-hmm. we couldn't. So when I come back to go back to China, I will teach in the same school, number one middle school, Chongqing. So if you go to China, if you go to my city, you can go to number one middle school. I think I will retire there.
Does the government ever move the people?
Government what?
Does the government ever move the people themselves?
If they want.
Yeah,
that's
what I was wondering.
And we can apply to move, but it's difficult, very difficult to for us to move. We can apply, but we can apply once, twice, many times, for many years. Like a teacher in my school, his wife lived in the countryside, and he wanted his wife come to my city, to the school, but she couldn't. For 20 years, she couldn't. And they are, they all old. So at last, the teacher went to the countryside. His wife couldn't go to the city.
You said you have a husband?
Yeah.
And he lives, you live in the apartment together?
Yeah, in my school. We can get an apartment in his school. He is a teacher too. We were classmates in Teachers University, we can get his school, another school, middle school, number 8 middle school. The school is a key school too. In my city, 5 key schools, that is number 1, number 3, number 8, number 20, and number 41. These 5. So his school, number 8, middle school is a key school too. He can get an apartment there, but we decided to live in my school, and I can do some housework because when I haven't periods to teach, I can go home to do some housework.
Yeah.
In China, we haven't so many periods. I mean, the teachers, we haven't so many periods a day. And I have 2 classes to teach. The students much more than you are. 120 students. But I have 2 periods a day. This class 1 period and that class 1 period. I have only 2 periods a day. Then I can go home.
How far from your school? Is
3 minutes. Oh, I live in the school.
You live in the school. You're married.
Your husband.
Your husband.
Oh, your husband.
15 minutes by foot.
Oh, is that all? Well, that's
on foot, not by. On foot, 15 minutes on foot. Every day he walks.
Do you have a car?
No. In China, almost all the car belong to the government, and the government officials can use the cars, but not they themselves drive the car. They have driver. The drivers drive the car. Drivers in China is a kind of profession. So the government officials are always sitting behind the drivers. Like taxi drivers.
Yeah.
If you want to go somewhere, you have good public transport.
by buses. We have many, many buses in my city. The buses are like this road, number one bus, that road, number 20 bus. We have more than 400 buses.
Bus routes.
Not buses, this.
Yeah.
Do you travel on your vacation?
Yeah.
Have you seen lots of China?
Yeah. In summer vacation, I traveled to some places by train. By train. In China, the train, I think, is good.
How did you have the opportunity to come to the United States? Were you chosen by the government to come as an exchange teacher?
I didn't apply. In China, not teachers apply. Always the government choose somebody. Uh-huh. This year, only one teacher can go to America.
Uh-huh.
So they selected. They selected me. So I am lucky.
From all of China?
No.
From your city?
Yeah, uh-huh. From my city. But my city
is big.
It's big, 400 middle schools and many teachers.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know about this before the summer vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And when the summer vacation began, I went to my parents. My parents, old parents, they are 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They live in another province, another city. Every summer vacation, I would go to them. So this last summer vacation, I went to my parents. And only 7 days there, mm-hmm. I got a telegram, the telegram from the Committee of Education of my city.
Mm-hmm.
They told me at once, go back to my city to prepare to go to America.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I learned English by myself.
Before this last summer?
Yeah.
So that had something to do with them choosing you too, the fact you could speak English, I suppose.
But in my city there are many English teachers.
Oh, are
they? And the young teachers can speak English very well. Mm-hmm. Most young teachers just graduated from universities like College of Foreign Languages. They can speak very well.
So they teach English in the universities?
They teach English some in universities, some in middle schools.
Yeah.
Because in middle schools, the students must learn English for 6 years.
Oh,
for 6 years. And they must learn English for 2 years in universities, altogether 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Where do your parents live? Where's your childhood?
In Hunan, this. Oh, here, Xiangtan, the city is Xiangtan,
mm-hmm.
Smaller than Chongqing. Here, Xiangtan, here, Chongqing.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Xiangtan, here. The province is Hunan, the city is Xiangtan.
Mm-hmm.
My father is a lifetime professor,
uh-huh.
Lifetime. He retired now, but he is a professor still, because lifetime professor. Do you understand?
By choice for him?
No. In China, some professors, just when the university invited invited you, you are the professors at that university. Mm-hmm. When they don't invite you, so you are not university professors.
Mm-hmm.
But my father is a lifetime professor. So when he retired,
mm-hmm.
he is still a professor. Understand?
Yeah. But he doesn't teach anymore. Did he retire when he was 60?
No.
Yeah.
He doesn't teach now.
Yeah. Mm. Did he retire at age 60? Or did he teach longer?
He retired twice. Twice. During the Cultural Revolution, when he was 60 years,
mm-hmm.
he said, in China, no professors anymore, so I retire. So that was he, for the first time,
yeah.
retired. And after the Cultural Revolution, he went back to teaching a job again. So when he was 80 years old, he retired for the second time.
No, no.
He has taught 8 graduates university, the graduates students,
uh-huh.
8 altogether. And he wrote 10 books about Chinese classics, Chinese literature.
Mm-hmm.
And all the books are academic works. I can't read, it's too, too difficult for me to read.
What's your field?
Does he get paid additional money for writing the books?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now, every day, he is still writing his books.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for 8 hours till 10 hours every day.
Mm-hmm.
He is he is very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
What is your field? I probably missed it earlier on.
What do you teach?
I? Mm-hmm. English.
Yes.
Of course. English.
Yeah. Did the government send you to the city? Your parents live in another area. When you graduated from university, they sent you to the city?
No. Before, my parents lived in the city of Chongqing. Now I live where I live. But the government sent my father to the Xiangtan University,
mm-hmm.
to there, to teach. So they moved
mm-hmm.
to the university, not I.
So you could teach before they retired?
Mm-hmm.
You could teach before they retired.
Yes, not like the old.
It's not, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's different because she has higher education.
Oh, that's right. It's just middle education that has to wait for an opportunity to take their parents' place.
I will not go there. But the university, they wanted me to teach there, in the university where my parents taught. But the my school and my city, they didn't want me to go there.
If they did let you go, then could your husband go too?
No.
So you would be separated.
No. If I can go, I will apply my husband together.
May I ask a question on a different subject? Is there government-sponsored population control in China?
Yeah. The police published the, I mean the population control policy, published in 1979. In every family is only allowed one child. So now the families in China, especially the young couple, the family is very small. Very small, only three people in a family. And very interesting, the in China, no family trains, no trains, because if there are some family trees, the tree will be only the only trunk.
Yeah.
No branches. Yeah. No branches. And new generation hasn't like uncles, aunts, cousins, nieces.
Yeah.
No this. No brothers, no sisters, because.
Yeah.
Oh, how sad. Yeah.
Mother at school.
And
yes.
And the two family will become one family.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
The tree goes backwards, so to speak.
Your generation, how did you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have sisters, no brothers, sisters all together. We four sisters.
And what do your sisters do?
The oldest retired now.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest. The second sister in Beijing, the capital, in Beijing. She is an editor of the, I can't say the word, a big publishing house.
Mm-hmm.
But the publishing house only publish one set of books. The books about everything. I can't say the word. If I read, I know the word.
Yeah, encyclopedia.
Yeah, the word. The publishing house. She is an editor.
Editor? Editor?
Editor.
Or auditor?
Editor.
Editor.
She was just saying, should it be feminine editress?
Oh.
Editress. Female,
yeah.
Because and then I am the third, and then I have younger sister. She is teaching in the same university with my parents.
Uh-huh.
What does she teach?
She teach Chinese literature in the department of Chinese literature.
In the classes, do you ever take the students on trips, on what do you call them?
Field
trips, to go visit a museum or an art gallery? Do the students, all the whole class, go out to visit something or someplace?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes. During holidays, maybe at weekends, sometimes. The whole class, maybe whole school, maybe some.
Does the government ride buses to take them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not free.
Ah.
Mm. Not free. In America, the school bus is free, not free.
Mm-hmm.
In China, we should pay.
The parents pay.
Yeah. But it's not expensive, always cheap, because salary is small. And another thing, in China we needn't pay
tax.
No tax, never. So this surprised me here. Everything, when I bought something in the stores, I should pay 7% of the money. In China, never. No taxes.
Would it be difficult for me to visit China?
Visit China?
Would it be easy for me to come?
Oh, for foreigners, easy. You will be welcome there, and you will be safe. Now, in China, some foreigners, some businessmen, some teachers teach English, and some are just travelers. Chinese are very friendly to foreigners, to Americans. And the government is friendly too, I think, because I think the government is more kind to the foreigners than to Chinese. They want foreigners to support them, support the government. So you can go to China, and China is maybe mysterious to Western people, I think. And China is a place worthwhile to travel, because China is so different from Western countries, very different.
Where would I stay if I came to China? Would I stay in a hotel? And how would I travel by trains? And is that cheap?
If you earn money in your country, you travel there very cheap.
Yeah.
But I earn money in China. So
it's not cheap to you.
Not so cheap. So cheap. You earn much money here. You travel in China.
So buses are not cheap, or trains cheap?
Cheap.
They are cheap, but cheap for you, no?
For me, not so cheap like you.
How much to travel to your parents by train?
Around trip, my salary, my monthly salary, 200 Chinese yuan.
That's how many miles? That's.
Do you think cheap or not?
Well, for how much you make, it's expensive.
Yeah.
To you, it would be very expensive.
If you think by you, no.
Cheap for me.
All monthly salary for round the trip, cheap or not cheap, do you think?
If I paid a month's salary, expensive.
Yeah,
very
expensive for you. Oh. Very cheap for me.
No, if you think you spend all your monthly salary for a round trip, do you think?
Very expensive.
I'm going to visit my family, and if I flew home, I would pay an entire month's salary to go visit my family now, and that's very expensive to me.
How far is it from you to your parents in miles? Can you tell me in miles?
30 hours by train.
30 hours by train. Mm.
30 hours by train.
That's quite, that'd be like...
I always get the tickets for the sleeping car. If just this chair much cheaper. Maybe only half price.
Do you feel safe traveling?
We need to.
Yeah, safe.
One question. The train is on time? It arrives on time?
Mostly on time. But during the Cultural Revolution, no. So once I went to my parents, I was late for more than 24 hours.
Well, I hate to break this off, but we do have another session right now starting then. So if there are no further questions, we'll wrap things up, or if someone has an ending type question, we can.
I
just
want to say thank you for it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It was very interesting.
And your English is
If I were to self-teach myself Chinese,
but Chinese